Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we're going to be looking at Cyberpunk 2077 and other games. Sorry to interject quickly. So when I say Cyberpunk 2077, I mean the character creation
okay.
of Cyberpunk 2077 and other games. After I finished creating my character and went, yes, start, send me into this realm of cyberpunks, mm-hmm. it crashed.
Yeah.
And then.
And you couldn't get it back.
Didn't work. Again.
Yeah, that's sick.
Wow, that's cool, dude.
Let's just start this review by saying that if you have purchased this on a console, refunds are available as an apology. And not only just digital refunds, in Australia at least, EB Games and JB Hi-Fi are both offering you refunds for console versions of the game.
That's amazing.
Wow.
They're like,
way to just
whoops.
Like... At least just be like, be honest, be like, all right, look, we said we were going to put it on, the previous generation consoles, but we just couldn't, so yeah. We're sorry, and no.
That's our bad.
Yeah, look, get a PC or the new boys, because, woo!
Yeah, well, the good news is that if you own a next-gen console, or I guess... Look, it's weird to call it next gen when it's out. I guess it's current gen and the other ones are Yeah. If you own a PS5 or an Xbox Series X, don't worry. They will release it for that at some point, but they haven't yet and there is no release
so
date.
Oh my god. I assumed that it was released for both and no. PC. What?
Yeah, look, same. My fingers is nowhere near the pulse of the gaming industry. Yeah.
You've missed the entire arm. I'm just going to check the pulse.
I'm going to check that pulse, and you're like, that's the pillow on
my
bed,
balls,
sir?
Yeah.
Oh! Hey, at least I got the body this
time. To be honest, you would probably be able to feel the pulse pretty good in a balls. Yeah. So, you know what? That's my bad.
That just reminded me, and this is not interesting, but I just think it's a funny connection. Okay. I had a dream last night that I was a dentist, but didn't know what I was doing. Anyway, continue.
That is funny.
Yeah, I was just winging my way through a checkup, and I kept messing up the chair. I guess I had a dream I was Mr. Bean. Anyway.
So
Cyberpunk 2077, mm-hmm. the PS5 and the Xbox Series X version haven't been released yet.
That's so funny.
So if you have the PS4 version and you chuck it in your PS5, it is upscaled, like it's one of those games.
Okay.
But it's still not.
You're still
good.
Not playing it for the.
No, and it's still the PS4 version.
Oh my god, that's
wow.
My
like,
god.
I know everyone was mad that they did like more and more delays this year.
Yeah.
Maybe they just should have just delayed it a bit longer.
Yeah.
Chuck it back. Look, keep it in the oven. Let it cook some more. Mm. It's good.
Yeah.
So the bug that I had was made this game unplayable, like literally. And I know, like, say Adam has been playing it as well, and he's been showing me some just great bugs.
Yeah.
Where cars spawn on top of like another car and you can drive both, but they struggle. It's a struggle.
Oh my God.
Like real life.
Yeah.
So my impressions of Cyberpunk 2077. When I boot it up, it's nice. You go new game.
Yeah.
Then it gives you four options: easy, normal, hard, and very hard. And this is where I'm like, I don't know what the game wants me to do. I think I know what it wants me to do. Mm. But it has like a barcode, like an underline effect under hard. Like that's okay. The difficulty level. It assumes that I want or should or how it was intended to play.
Hard.
But I don't know how I feel about this, so I just went normal.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Every game is... Surely if you're calling a difficulty level... Look, if you're a Cyberpunk 2077 developer, first of all, I apologize for the crunch, and also I would also like to apologize for us probably not saying much nice stuff about it, but I assume in the future...
If you're one of the developers, I don't blame you. I don't think it's your fault, you know?
Unless you're the entire team of developers and you're playing this at your Christmas party, in which case, yes, we blame you, the royal you.
Yeah.
Because, guys, you messed it up.
Merry Christmas, though, from us.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, but you muffed it,
boys.
I heard you're all still getting bonuses because originally there was that crazy thing where you had to get at least a 90 something on Metacritic, and otherwise you didn't get a Christmas bonus. But they've changed that because everyone was like, "That's awful."
Yeah.
And so yeah, enjoy your bonuses, and I hope the turkey is good. But if you're making a game and you want people to play as hard, don't call one of the difficulties normal.
Yeah,
because the normal. Normal means, like, that's the default.
You should make... hard is how it's meant to be played, make that setting normal and then make...
Yes.
Then have, like, easy afterwards.
Like, have piss baby, easy, normal, hard.
Like Doom. Yeah. Doom does that.
Make them...
Doom's like, this game's hard, but there's two options that are easier than the normal setting because it's hard.
Mm.
Don't hurt me is the first one, and you dressed as a baby.
That's real good.
So straight off the bat, I'm like already confused. Yeah. Like, what does this game want from me? Maybe it's asking a bit too much. So I just, I'm like, I'll just go normal. But it's nice, okay, when you kind of scroll over like each difficulty, it does change. So like easy is like a lovely, beautiful cityscape. But then when you scroll over to like very hard, everything is on fire.
Hell yeah.
And you're holding like two big swords. That's kind of cool. So then the character creation happens, and before the character creation happens, you then get like three options of, I'm assuming, what your class is.
Yeah, okay.
So you have a nomad, a street kid, or a corpo.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, I know what corpo means, corporate, but it's so good sounding. I want to be a corpo.
Is it good sounding, Jack?
Well, it sounds like a word we'd come up with.
I mean,
sounds like you were like, Jackson, I'm leaving Thumb Cramps to become a corporate stooge, me and Dusha would be like, oh, he's a corpo now.
Yeah, he's a corpo. Well, we're like, a podo.
Boys, guess what happened? I'm now a corpo. Yeah. Look at my paycheck.
Yeah.
So straight off the bat, I would have probably gone corpo, streeto, and... Nomad-o.
Yeah.
You kind of lost steam at the end there.
Yeah.
So the three options are, so yes, corpo, you're in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe you're to do with like information bartering or brokering, I assume. I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah.
That seemed interesting to me because I'm like, I think... The game wants me to be grab a gun and shoot folk. But I'm like, no, I want to be a stealthy boy and deal with information and maybe try and play it non-violent.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I don't know if that'll pay off. Who knows?
You wanted to jack in and jack off.
Like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to jack off some guy and be like, now you're part of my team. Let's go and jack off the big bad or whatever.
Yeah.
Silver Hands?
Johnny Mnemonic?
Johnny Reeves? Johnny Mnemonic, Silver Boy.
Is his name actually Johnny Silverhands?
Yeah,
or it is. Because
is it Johnny Silverhands?
Yeah.
He's a bard,
He's a rock star or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well,
he's actually... So I only know two things about this game.
Yeah.
One, it's no good. and two is that it's based on a tabletop RPG called Cyberpunk 2020.
Yeah.
And Johnny Silverhands, which again... Whenever I make up a character name, I say Johnny and then a vague description of what they are. So this is wrong because it's right, but it feels like I'm just saying shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, Johnny Big Lips.
That's
fun times,
Like, I would just be
it's like an old-timey gangster as well. Yeah.
Johnny Dirty Carlos, you know?
Yeah, because if I was talking about Mario, I might call him Johnny Mario. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Johnny Silverhands is a character from Cyberpunk 2020.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
There's like
those are my two things.
Classes other than the three you listed in Cyberpunk as well. A role-playing system I've played and hated. So, it's silly and I got no time for it, you know?
Okay.
It's silly. Okay. Is that why you don't like it? Is it give us a little bit more there. Give us a bit of a taster.
I don't know.
We already
the kind of person who thinks cyberpunk like concepts are cool or the concepts within the cyberpunk world. I don't know. If someone's like, "Dude, you could be a rock star and be violent." That's not appealing to me, you know? You know what I mean? I can't remember any of the other classes, but they're all like hacker man or whatever, and I'm like, shut up. So
all the classes are Johnny Silverhands and then Johnny Hackerman and then Johnny Monocle.
Johnny Punch Steam Boy. Johnny Steam Hat. Johnny Stovepipe. Johnny Potbelly Stove.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're real good. Johnny Carr. I like him the best.
Do you want to hear the classes?
Johnny.
Rocker Neil Boy. Game. Solo. Netrunner. Techie. Media. Lawman, Corpo, Fixer, Nomad. Shut up.
Did we come up with these?
Street Kid wasn't there.
Oh, I don't know. I was looking on one Wikipedia page. There are many different cyberpunks, so who can say?
Yeah. So yeah, well, it's good to have added all of...
Boy.
Media.
That's Johnny Silverhand. What? That's us. We're the media.
That's our class.
So we got Corpo, Street Kid, and Nomad. So Corpo is like someone infiltrates stuff. Street Kid, I guess like an urchin boy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I assume you're good at racing. Like, that's just my assumption.
Yeah.
And I guess Nomad is kind of like...
Everyone hates you.
Yeah.
You just
hate everyone. Well, I don't know. It's one of those two things.
Going around.
I kind of remember them saying really early on that, like, depending on what class you pick is where you'll start. So I'm assuming it's like if you're a corpo, you start... in an office.
In a skyscraper or something, you know.
And if you're a street kid or whatever, you're on the ground and then Nomad is in the desert.
It's funny to imagine that the starting point is the same, but just on a different vertical axis. So a corpo starts at the top of a building, street kid starts in the lobby, and Nomad's just standing in the street outside the same building.
Oh, that would have ruled. I would have been a big fan of that.
Yeah.
So I chose Corpo because I'm like, well, look, maybe I go non-violent. See what happens. Maybe I'll jack off some folks.
Nice.
And so then you've got like your two body types. So you've got like a rather feminine or a masculine body type. Uh-huh. Those are your sort of defaults. So you go, right. And then the customization begins. And it does tie your gender to your voice. So if you want to be like male presenting, you'll have a masculine or a typical masculine voice. And if you wanted to be female, you'd have a typical feminine voice. Which like it's a...
Video games do it a lot, and they probably should stop.
You know who didn't do it? Saints Row 3.
And Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Like, I don't know. Like it feels like a step in the right direction, but at the same time, it can feel a little bit tone deaf.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of that with Cyberpunk 2077, where a lot of those, like... changes or those additions that make it seem really progressive were really last second and were kind of just like, oh, hey, we can, so whatever.
Why not?
But like actually,
So like, so the character creation isn't as in depth as I'd like. It's very akin, I found, to a lot of character creation. Like the most recent one I've played was Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
And like, you got your standard person and like their standard physique, and I'm like, give me a pudge boy.
Yeah,
I want to have a tum.
Yeah, for
sure. You know, and so everyone is like, I think you're playing a character called V.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it.
Because that's cool.
Correct.
Oh yeah.
Stands
for video game, baby.
So cool to have an initial.
Yeah.
The future's now. So,
would you like it better if it was V double E and still pronounced V?
I don't know. At least I was like, yeah, I would. But I'm like, maybe not.
No. I don't know.
What if
it was short for like Vivian, maybe?
What if your name was
Victor
Veep after the
Vice President.
No, but after the TV show starring Elaine, would that be okay?
Yeah,
I think that would
vroom,
be cool.
Like, short for vroom vroom.
Well, yeah. Then I'd be all for it. Then I'd be like, once again, were we on the development team? I don't know.
What if you
That's
could
a
only
cyberpunk name, Vroom.
You could pick between two names, Vroom and Seinfeld. Which would you
pick? I'm choosing Vroom all the way, baby.
I think I'm Mr. Seinfeld.
Name, yeah. Yeah. Even though I created the name Vroom, I might see what the grass is greener on the other side. Yeah. So I'm picking Mr. Seinfeld as well.
So you got like your gender, I guess, is tied to your voice. Mm.
In our version of the game, it's tied to which name you pick. So if it's Vroom, you make car noises. If it's Seinfeld, you sound just like play the bass theme.
Yeah.
Welcome to Night City.
So then you can kind of like change a lot of stuff. Mm. So your skin tone, hairstyle.
Mm, yeah.
Hair type works.
Whatever. Yeah.
Hair color. Your eyes you can really just go to town with.
Yeah.
So you can just have like weird hypno eyes or just like love hearts in them for some reason. Yeah. Because once again, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, people do that to their nipples in real life, so why not eyes?
That is cool, yeah. Mm. Oh, speaking of nipples, you can get rid of them. Yeah. If you don't want them, off they go.
Yeah, what if you don't have to have them, baby? That's good.
Yeah, you just whatever. Go. You can chuck in some cyberware as well to make yourself look more like an android.
Can you have cyber nipples?
No, you can't. Once again, I'm like, it's not a bad like first step, but let me really go to town, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
You can get some bad facial tattoos, something out of like, you know, the BVS Joker kind of like vibe.
All right.
The Suicide Squad Joker. I forget which one he's in.
You just call him the Joker? Like, that's good.
Yeah, the Joker. Batman Joker.
That's what if I was Batman, I'd call him that all the time. He couldn't stand it, surely.
I wouldn't call him at all. He's a bad man.
But instead of where it says like damaged, you have I'm looking at it now. So above one of the eyebrows it says sinner.
Oh, that's good.
And then there's a spider in the middle of your eyebrows.
So your head? Eyebrows, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's
hey, that's sick. Pick that one.
Yeah. That's a shame because I for some reason had it in my head that Cyberpunk had like a really in-depth character customization.
Well, we've held off for the part that I think will give you that indication.
Oh, and that's true, actually. Good point.
It's been basically 15 minutes of us inevitably getting to this point.
Yeah.
But before we get to that point, there is we got torso first.
Yeah.
Oh no,
yeah.
You've already mentioned that.
No, we got torso because you can with your areola. So I did say you can have no nipples, but you can be like, I want them smaller or bigger.
Yeah.
So you can like adjust the size of your
big
your nipples,
pepperoni
nips.
Nice. Okay.
So that's pretty good. And if you are choose a feminine body, you can have honkers, and you can choose like either like small or large.
That's good.
But once again.
Just so funny to be like feminine body and using the correct terminology for everything and then just be like, you can have honkers.
Yeah. Have big dirty honkers.
Just feminine body and fat tits.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you choose a masculine body, you can't have big honkers.
Oh.
There's no mode to be like, I want a masculine kind of like features and honkers. They get beards. Whereas if you use feminine body, you can have massive honkers, but no beard.
That's
so strange.
Surely it's easier just to make it the same for both. And yeah. Be like, if you want a beard and the biggest
honkers, by all means,
goddamn dirty pillows in Night
City.
That
seems like,
you know?
That seems like I was hesitating, but my brain couldn't decide between tits and honkers and said neither.
Yeah. That's fair. Fun bags is also a good one. Norgs. Big fan of
bazoongas,
Norgs.
Baby.
Ooh, yeah. Bazoongas.
Oh, your ooh face was the most Austin Powers I've ever seen you.
Ooh, bazoongas.
Austin Powers
Jubbly
does,
Wubblies.
Oh yeah, true.
Austin Powers does famously love tits. So yeah. It makes sense that he would get so excited.
But it's the thing kiddos. With like where you would assume that they could like brag about their character customization more if they just let you pick from everything, right?
Yeah.
Like that would seem more impressive. Yeah. This way is like weird and limiting.
I know, it's so weird and limiting. And again, like, you are playing this, like, you know, ripped person. Mm. And I'm just like, I would love to be able to kind of adjust the body mass, as it were, or at least kind of, like, again, make it more like me. Mm. So, you know, big honkers, fat ass, and a tongue.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like, I want to see myself in the game.
Damn, yeah. Saints Row 4 just nailed character customization, didn't it? You could be a tubby boy. You could have fat tits. Mm. Man. I mean, like, I can't stand the Saints Row games, but they just nailed that, you know? Yeah.
So, and now I guess we'll be getting to, I guess what, like, a lot of people have been talking about is the genital sitch.
The piece de resistance.
Yeah.
So, I guess by default it's off, and I guess by Twitch lore has to be off, because you can't, that's too horny for Twitch.
But, I'm calling them out on this, because there's two options for Twitch in Cyberpunk 2077, one by default off and one by default is on. So make up your mind, game.
Yeah. Weird.
It's strange to make you turn on. If you're putting the genital thing in and you're trying to be like, oh, it's fine, it's part of character creation, don't have it off by default. Because then it seems like that you're hiding the... Now it seems horny, when really it couldn't have been not a horny thing. Although...
Genitals aren't by definition horny. Like, they don't have to be horny, you know?
No. Yeah. There's nothing horny about a flaccid penis.
Yeah, that's just medicine or whatever at that point.
Or art.
Yeah, one or the other.
Or a thing of which to piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have three options for... Actually, four options for genitals. So you have no genitals whatsoever. Yeah. You then have a vagina, which is not at all customizable. It's just there.
Yeah. Mm.
And you're like, okay, I guess neat. Mm. Then you have two different dicks. Yeah. You have cut and uncut.
Yeah.
And so, and with the dicks, and the best thing about this whole character creation is when you choose from going from either no genitals or a vagina to a penis... Mm. It just flops into existence,
That is good.
And there's a bit of momentum to it, and it's very, very satisfying to watch a floppy cock just like...
Blah, blah, that blah, does blah. Sound good. I'm with you.
There's dicks jiggle.
Yeah.
Jiggle physics on the peen.
Yeah.
It's very good. And so there's three options for dick. Mm-hmm. There's your default size, then there's a big cock, and then my personal favorite... baby dick, otherwise what the game calls it, small.
That rules. Oh, man, to play Cyberpunk, but know I have a micro penis and assume it's influencing my every decision.
Yeah.
That's good.
It rules. So, again, you're only limited to, I get like that for dick size, those
just
three things.
Just put
so you
it
have
on
the default.
A slider.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on a slider is all
like
I would have been
Conan
asking. Like,
did.
I want... Yeah, I just want to have a little acorn on two big, well, you know, gigantic balls.
So in this situation,
that's what I want.
In this situation, you want two sliders, one for the penis and one for the balls, or maybe three, one ball each, or maybe
you have them dangling different.
Oh yeah,
or maybe you go four and you also get to pick sack size.
Yeah,
so
maybe you go five,
tiny sack. So it looks awful, swollen,
it
engorged,
tight. It looks so tight and smooth though, which I'm a big fan
of. Can you customize your anus at all?
No, not at all.
Oh, man.
You can customize your pubic hair, but even then...
What about your ass?
No ass. This is what I mean. You can't... If I want a dump truck, I can't get that.
That sucks.
I got to have the default, like, the default buttons.
And you're going to see that more often, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's all first person, so is any of this really making much of a difference? No!
Also, there is first person sex scenes in the game, but I think also... I mean, they don't show full penetration, so you also don't really see your genitals in that situation. It's literally just like, you know what's there.
Yeah, it's just be the back
it's
of your head like,
I
got a little baby dick, and that's for me.
If you pick big dick, there's a glitch at the moment where your dick kind of clips through your pants.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You can just imagine you're flashing the whole of Night City as you wander around, wiener at your fly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of useful, I guess. Yeah. So yeah, so again, it's customizable to a point.
Yeah.
And then you kind of like it's just there's no real customization there.
Yeah.
You kind of really want to sink your teeth.
I've even heard stuff like you can't change your haircut and stuff once you're in Night City.
Correct.
You're just
there's no haircut option or anything like that. Something that you could have done since GTA San Andreas.
Yeah, yeah. You're just you're stuck
just
with whatever you pick.
And pick a new haircut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once the character customization ends, it's done for the game.
You can't even change clothes. I guess you change weapons, and that's.
I think you do change
you can
clothes.
Probably you can change clothes,
but you still probably can't see those clothes. So it's again,
you're first person.
Yeah.
There's probably mirrors in the game.
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. And like when you go to like your character person, like your inventory, I guess you
see a picture of yourself.
Your
there.
V's there.
Cutscenes in first person.
Look, I have no idea, mate.
The game? Who am I asking?
Yep. I would love to be able to answer any or all of these questions.
But why can't you, Joel Zammit?
Oh, well, we'll get to that in a second because there's still another aspect of your character creation, Pete, which I don't hear a lot of people talking about.
Jackson won't shut up about it.
How supple could you make your feet in Cyberpunk?
Do they let you pick between coarse and soft?
For feet, it just has a horny scale. So you're just like, how horny can I make my feet? But yeah, no, there is no feet.
No feet
at all.
Yeah.
What the hell, game?
I want hooves.
I can have no nipples. I can have big nipples, but why can't I have hooves or some shit?
That sucks.
Yeah. Anyway, so then something I haven't really heard a lot of people talking about, and is the stats in the game.
Oh.
You can like pick your stats. So I'll go through them all because the last one is the best one. So you have your body, your stats. Sure. So it's kind of like, again, constitution, your health is tied to your stamina, all those kind of like, physical attributes.
Yep.
Then you have your intelligence, which again is across the board. That's kind of basically brain. Like is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's your brain. You got your reflex, which is like your dexterity and go like how quick you are with like, things.
Yeah.
Then you have technical ability. So I guess that's your jack in, jack off stat, right?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like all basic stuff there. So you got like your body, mind, soul.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Then the last stat.
Guns.
So instead of having like charisma or anything like
mouth
that,
feel.
they've just called it cool.
How is no one talking about that?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
Wow.
How is no one talking about the fact that their last stat is called cool?
That's the worst part out of the entire game.
Yep.
It's so bad.
I have a low cool. I have a high cool.
But see, cool determines your resilience, composure, and effectiveness in operating from stealth.
Is it meant to be like, keep cool your, you know? Like, you keep your cool? Is that what
keep
they're going
cool?
for?
I genuinely don't know. But, like, each level of cool will increase your crit damage, your resistance, your stealth damage, and reduce the speed at which enemies detect you in stealth and increase monowire damage.
I don't know what that is.
For some reason, they've tied cool, which was already a very great stat, to stealth.
Yeah, that's baffling. Yeah. That's crazy.
So, dear, first of all, development party, can you please email us and explain that decision?
Because
that is confusing. I know you're at your Christmas party now.
One of you can take the time, though. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Thumbcramspod@gmail.com. Yeah. Also, dear our video game media rivals, which is every other video game reviewer outside of this podcast, why is no one talking about this?
Yeah. Why are you all staying silent on the cool stat?
Yeah.
Why?
Everyone's talking about the genital sitch, but no one's talking about the cool sitch.
Which is, guys, that's awful.
Yeah.
Why are you?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, it is baffling that was able to, like, pass like beta testing. You know what I mean? Like, that just felt like a temp name for a stat. They'd be like, we'll put something
we'll
in there.
We'll figure
and
out
post.
A good name for it. Wow.
Yeah. Like, hey guys, we still got cool. Is that cool? Yeah. What's it do again? Increases bonuses to stealth, mostly stealth. In fact, everything is about stealth. Like how quickly you're seen in cows. Yeah, I guess we're using it like to keep your cool under situations where you might be under duress. So yeah. So keeping you cool. So can we just abbreviate that to cool? You know how, like, in colloquial terms, when someone's like, hey, they're really, like, cool-headed and they've, like, kept their cool. You know how we refer to them as just cool?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. So it's that, right? That floats.
Hey, I've just found an article from Screen Rant who talk about how much they love that cool is there instead of charisma. So,
dear Screen Rant, what is wrong with you? also, if I was creating this, I would simply just call that stat smooth operator.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Like, if you're gonna do, like, lean in. If you're gonna kind of go, like, real, like, rocker boy style of naming conventions, lean in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, smooth operator, much better.
Yeah,
body is also funny. So the stat is literally just called body?
It's just called body, babe.
That's
just
very
body.
Funny.
My lord.
Yeah. So, and so then, so I was like, okay, cool. At this point, because I'm a corpo, yeah. I'm going to try and be a bit of a stealth lad. So I chose dexterity and cool because I assumed I had to. And then I went, sweet, I'm ready to go to Night City and be a cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the game crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept trying. I'm like, okay, something's going wrong.
Yep.
I'll just open it up again.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, perfect.
Crashed again.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's a Steam issue. I reset Steam.
Yep.
Opened it, crashed again. I was like, okay, cool. What's the problem here? I then restarted the computer, whole shebang.
Yep.
Still crashed, so that was great. Left it for a day or two.
Yep.
So I'm like, I just don't have the time to do this. Also, like, I used to be a PC gamer quite a lot in my youth, and then I just ended up being a Mac boy. So when someone's like, oh, you need to do all like X, Y, and Z. Oh, initially one was like, oh, what you got to do is in Steam, right click it and like check the properties.
Verify
and,
the integrity of the game cache. Yeah, I know the boy.
Yeah, that's the one. So I did that and I was like, well, that must have fixed it. Nah, it still crashed. Yeah. So that was
that
great.
That never seems to fix anything. But it's always everybody's first suggestion for some reason.
So it could also, is there a chance, do you reckon, that is just like a trick?
Yeah.
Like that they're pranking PC Master races. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pranking little soft Mac boys. Is
there,
like
there's meant to be a day one patch, isn't there?
There was a day zero patch and then there was a day two patch.
Mm.
Yeah. So I waited a bit. And then apparently, like again, I've never felt so much more like a grandma dealing with like updating a PC because I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing or how to do anything.
Yeah.
Someone's like, got to update the drivers. I'm like, what is that? I do not
know. www.drivethegame.com. That's what you have
Yeah, so then I played the Drive soundtrack for a bit.
That's good.
And that cheered me up.
Yeah, real human being, aren't they?
Yeah.
So that was very nice. Five thumbs for that experience. Yeah. Made me think of the movie Drive, which was a good time. So then there was another update, and then I downloaded that update, and then I also downloaded the drivers that needed to be driven, and they got updated. And that was like yesterday, I think. And so I'm looking forward to going into Night City and being a corpo boy, with my big old honkers and baby.
Yeah.
So
yeah, hell yeah.
So how
Night City isn't ready for that.
Yeah.
Well, literally, it won't let you.
Yeah,
in.
It's unprepared.
Yeah, it was like, not for you, not for us. You can't. That's not a good combination.
So, how many thumbs are we talking for the character customization of Cyberpunk 2077?
Probably. I thought about cool. Two thumbs.
Two thumbs.
Like, two thumbs and a knuck. Like there's a lot of there, which is it feels like it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But it just feels a little bit tone deaf. The fact that you can't kind of really alter like any other like physical attributes of like I want to be a fat boy,
yeah.
Or I want I want to have a nice little tum that I can kind of like stroke every.
Yeah, I get you.
I want that in a game.
Pat your tum button.
Where's my pat tum button? It's so fun to do.
I will say. And even though it's not executed in a perfect way, I love that dicks are in video games now.
Yeah, that is cool.
Oh, yeah.
Wang's out for games.
It's a nice addition, you know, instead of perma underwear like so many games have done in the past. Genitals free for all.
That
is cool.
Yeah. Exactly. No longer are you trying to be like, oh, there's that video game where I know I'm in a towel, so I'm going to quickly do a forward roll and pause at the right moment for like a hint of puss.
Yeah.
No more. They're just like, here it is.
Yeah.
This is what we have now.
I'm like, I mean, I mean, genitals as a whole, that rules. But dicks in particular, it's just because like, I feel like that video games are like, oh, tits, sexualizing women. But now like...
Yeah.
Dicks.
Show a hog off. Yeah. Definitely.
Know. Now I'm looking for, hopefully with video games, that we can kind of do stuff in fashion in video games that we've been too much of a coward in real life to do. Like, how about, you know, underwear with a nice little window just for my balls to hang out.
Yes.
That's good.
I think that'd be lovely.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that'd be lovely. Again, using that scale to increase mass of my, you know, or length of scrotum.
Yeah.
And it's like, let it dangle out a bit.
That would be sick.
Maybe that's a bit sexy.
That would be sick.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out if having a tiny sack but two big balls is actually good.
Yeah, or
like
if
maybe a smooth ball sack is unreal.
Is the way to go. That's the, look, we're talking about the future. That's
I'd
the
be
future.
So scared of tripping over and splitting the whole situation. I feel like that's so possible.
It's all right. You'll install some pillows in your underwear.
Yeah.
So
oh, thank
fine.
Goodness. I'll be fine.
But maybe, yeah, maybe during sex, though, the slapping will be far too intense.
Oh, ow.
So yeah, all up right here. Two thumbs and a knuck for the character creation. I think that's it's a good start.
Yeah.
But they really could go a bit further with
okay.
it. I guess I'm looking forward to the mods that come out for
sure.
this particular game.
Someone will fix it.
Yeah, because someone will be like, yeah, let's not make everyone a jacked individual.
Yeah.
Let's kind of give them more realistic bodies.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, yeah, like, yes, it's great that they've got, like, cut and uncut cocks.
Yeah.
And, like, but there's no other customizations.
Yeah.
Where's my freckle?
Yeah.
I want to put one in.
I have one birthmark on my wiener.
Yeah.
And if I can't have that, I won't be immersed. So,
yeah it's game ruined.
Literally unplayable.
A lot of people, look, also, I'm just going to take this quick time because I've got a bunch, like, an uncharacteristically amount of tweets and messages being like, when are you going to play Cyberpunk?
Mm.
So let me just put this out there. Cyberpunk is not a game that I will like. Mm. It's too big, and character creation is not something that appeals to me. I much prefer like a Last of Us 2, where I'm like, all right, I'm playing as Ellie. I know what she's like as a character. I'm sucked into that.
Yeah.
Or sucked off. Story.
Or possibly sucked off. Very true.
Yeah, so you're never going to jack off into this game, and that's fine.
Look, I might play it for a bit, but I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's for me. It looks like it has too much going on, and I'll be overwhelmed.
For the price point and the bevy of bugs that it has, I would say don't worry about it. Stay away.
Maybe I should look into this refund business and see if I can buy it and then return it just to get a bit of a taste. I've announced this on a podcast, so I think they'll be like, hey, I walk into a... in this situation, I'm walking into a JB Hi-Fi.
Are you the only ever video game podcast that exists on the internet? I know you. I know your plan.
Are you Joel Thumbcramps Dusha? I've heard of you.
Oh, no. No, you can't get a refund. This is part of your plan. Oh, jeez.
Oh, how did you know? So all in all, graduation was fine. Loses a lot of points for the fact that there is a cool stat. And the aforementioned reasons. It's fine, but could be better. Could be so much better.
That's fair.
Well, Jackson, what have you been playing?
So I trailer for the new Minecraft update that's coming in 2021, the Caves and Mountains update or some shit. And I was like...
Well, Caves and Mountains are already in Minecraft, that's going to be an exciting update.
They're doing them again, dude.
Oh, my God.
Adding more. No, I think the update is like, hey, we're improving generation of both of them and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, Minecraft. Mm. That's a thing. And it's also a game that we've been threatening to play on our Twitch channels for a very long time, like me, Dusha, Ethan, Adam, Cass.
So what are your Twitch? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry. How dare I say them and not even mention our twitch.tv/JacksonBailey, twitch.tv/DushaForever, twitch.tv/RetroArchetype, twitch.tv/CassCassPage, and twitch.tv/EthaTaylor. Ethan's picked a tricky one because...
It's easy to write, hard to say.
Yeah, it's Ethan Taylor without the N and the... No, yeah, it's Ethan Taylor without the N and the... But also with an O. Anyway, so...
Well, no, because there's an O in his name.
Oh, yeah, he's Taylor. That's fair.
Well, it's good. Just quickly, Ethan's picked one that's easy to look at, but hard to say, and he is an artist, so that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, that checks out. And then I was like, so I re-downloaded it, and I was like, maybe I'll stream it.
You went to www.mojang.com.
Yeah, .givememinecraft.com. Yeah. And I downloaded it, and I was looking through, like, the new stuff that's added, because there's so much stuff, so hard to pay attention to. What I don't know what's going on. And I discovered that one of the new world generation types is one biome. You can just have one biome and nothing else. You want it to be all sea? And unplayable? You can, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think all sea would be unplayable.
How are you getting wood?
Because there would be... I reckon there would be... there'd be... What am I trying to say?
Coral?
I reckon there'd be... Nah, there'd be...
Little islands?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But I've... The reason I bring this up is that I...
Sandbar is what I meant.
Sandbar. That's fair. But... And the reason I bring this up is that I decided that I would play a game that was only beach and I played Beach Realm. And in Beach Realm, there's no ocean. So I don't know if there would be ocean, if there would be beach in ocean, if there's no ocean in beach, is all I'm saying. Anyway.
It's like rock pool.
Yeah, maybe. So, yeah.
No,
so,
no, no. There is in Beach
Realm. Oh, right. Yeah, fair, fair. I thought you were saying in ocean realm. No. And so, yeah, what I was doing is I was just going through and trying out all of the different single biome adventures. Some of them work better than others. And I don't know. I was seeing how easy it was to survive in each of them. And I found it, for some reason, way more fun than I find, like, regular Minecraft. I guess because it turned it into a survival game, I suppose. I suppose that's kind of...
Minecraft is a survival game.
Yeah, but, like, it's not hard to survive in Minecraft. You know what I mean? No. Like, it's not like it's a hard game.
What usually kills you is hubris. Yes. Hubris is almost always what 100% kills
people in Minecraft. Yeah. Is you it's like when you played The Long Dark for a very long time, and you're like, maybe I can wrestle a wolf nude. Let's see if I can do that, you know?
Have you ever...
Is that hubris or impatience?
Well, yeah. Pekena lost us.
Okay, look. I'll clarify. Hubris kills me.
Yeah.
Impatience kills Jackson.
Yeah, there you go. That does check out.
Yeah, makes
but
sense.
But what I like with Beach Realm is that the beach biome has no trees in it. It has no livestock in it. All it has are like a filthy multitude of turtles who make this noise at you. Oomph. And it's very upsetting and very frustrating that you can't eat or kill. So there's no food to a turtle. You can breed them, but I don't know how to do that. And all you get at the end is a shell that you can then use to make a helmet that lets you breathe underwater. So there's not even any point of doing it. And shipwrecks, and that's it. And shipwrecks have some level of wood for you to make tools from. And they have chests that often have just like treasure in them. So not really anything useful you can use. So it makes, I don't know, it makes surviving very difficult and way more fun for me than it would in a sort of typical Minecraft. I tried out doing lots of other single biomes, and while some of them were fun, jungles specifically, because it's just endless jungle, I don't know, none of them quite were as genuinely difficult as Beach Realm was, which, yeah, I don't know, was a lot of fun. And hey, it's nice to be playing Minecraft as well, just sort of in general, on a computer that can, like, run it looking pretty. It's crazy how intensive Minecraft can be, but I can have reflective water, baby. I can have shaders, and that's nice. It looks good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, look, I don't know if I could ever really play Minecraft like...
as it was intended?
Well, I think I couldn't play it as it was intended by myself. I think because
that's fair.
I played Minecraft like for 2 years straight when I was like 19 to 20. Yeah. Like I just, every day, would play on a server that I had with some friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the
end... when all of your friends were fingering, you were mining.
Yeah, I was Minecrafting. Yeah, and so...
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
When I
looking at you, that makes a lot of sense to
me. Yeah, you're like, that's a man who didn't do heaps of fingering when he was 19 and 20.
Which is admittedly late.
Yeah. but yeah, so I don't know. I hit the end of those 2 years and I was just kind of like, I'm very bored of this game. So like trying to play it properly, I don't know, I'm not as into anymore. But playing it like this in Beach Realm, or I don't know, give it self-imposed sort of like scenarios and rules, is a lot of fun. I wish, because the Beach Realm thing comes from like you can customize how the world generates, and I wish I could make it so that, and I've looked for mods that do this, but I can't find anything where it's like, oh, I can pick, say, three biomes that generate and like the frequency with which they generate. So I could be like, it's Beach Realm, but I know somewhere out there there's an oasis or whatever, which I think would be a fun way to play too. But I've just not found any way to do that. And maybe there isn't
island,
one.
Is there an island biome?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, island biome would just... Yeah, okay, that's a bad idea. Never mind.
Yeah, well...
I was thinking islands.
Oh,
like,
right.
Cluster of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think there is an island biome because that...
That would just be,
like an archipelago?
Yeah, kind of but...
Well, no, because an island biome wouldn't work in Minecraft because Minecraft's infinite.
Yeah.
So if you're on one big island...
Yeah. Yeah.
It would just be land.
It wouldn't be an island.
Because then when you hit sea...
Ah, yeah. Land realm.
Oh, well, you could probably
welcome
do
to
desert
land
world.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, yeah. I did that for a bit, which was a lot of fun. And I only survived because I found a mine with like spider web in it or whatever. But yeah, look, Beach Realm, it's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying doing it. It's fun to play a difficult Minecraft again, and it's good to spice it up one more time for me.
Yeah.
I know eventually I will get sick of it again until the Caves and Hills update or whatever comes out, and then I'll play it again and be like, oh yeah, and then get sick of it again. But that's, I guess,
well, maybe you can have a mountain biome. Yeah, and that'd be good. Race to the top.
Yeah, fall off indefinite. You know, definitely die by having my legs broken.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, look, hey, enjoying a game and then hating it very suddenly is just the ebb and flow of how I play video games. I don't like anything for a very long time. So, look, Beach Realm, I'm going to say 4 thumbs and a knuck. It's a lot of fun to do. It's, I don't know, it's revitalized the game for me. Minecraft's music is too loud.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Shut it down. give Minecraft Steve and Minecraft Alex genital options.
Yes, please. Let me have big honkers. Fat tits for Steve. Yeah. We got now fat tits for Steve. Okay.
And then that can be an outfit in Smash.
Exactly.
I'm probably going to get sucked into buying this Smash character pack, even though I bought the last one and I haven't really played that much since like the last 3 characters
that rolls.
Of that came out. But the idea of Minecraft in Smash Bros. Is dumb and therefore appealing to me.
It looks now, like Sephiroth a hassle to there. Play too, you know?
Yeah.
Looks confusing.
Sephiroth is there, and in the trailer, which is now Smash tradition, looks like he killed Mario, but then he didn't. That was good.
Yeah.
I like it, they kind of giving it to Mario.
Smash Bros. Like, this Smash Bros. Is just like, these characters die. At the start of the game, everyone's dead.
Yeah, that is true. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they get better.
Yeah, they get better. They get in the announcement trailers, the same thing happens. Mm. Yeah, it's good.
What have you been playing?
Yeah. I've still been playing Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity, but I feel like I actually owe it to people to give a proper review since I've only spoken about the demo and then half playing it while I was like, oh, I'm waiting hungover. Mr. and Miss... Mr. Wife Guy and Mrs. Mr. Wife Guy got married and I got drunk.
Hey, I got drunk too.
Yeah, me too.
You
I was
did
hammered.
Get drunk too. Yeah.
I was, man, I could not believe that the next day I woke up not hungover.
You know why? That's the power of love, baby.
Yeah, dude. That's the power of being...
Mrs. Mr. Wife Guy gave you a little kiss and said, good night, husband.
Hangover
and
gone.
You said,
hydrated instantly.
Yeah, hydrated exactly. with love. Yeah, I get it. Anyway.
I don't need electrolytes. I just need love. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, basically, you can probably piece together how I feel about this game based on all of the half reviews I've done, but I just want to clarify a couple of things. And this is going to be a quick review, and then I'll shut up about it until I beat it, and then I'll be like, oh, actually, there's a few things here and there, or whatever. Yeah. So, like I said in the demo review, the fact that it all takes place on the map that is from Breath of the Wild rules, I really like that. Although, as I get further into the game, that map is getting very clustered to the point where... You don't get lost because the like mission icons are way bigger than these small like the smaller like side quest icons.
Yeah.
But it's really, really kind of at points being like, wow, there's a lot of different colors on this map, and I'm trying to select this thing, but I have to zoom in because it's too close to this other thing.
Yeah.
And I'm only up to chapter 3. So I'm only gonna assume it's gonna get worse. Unless when you clear everything, maybe it disappears. But part of the appeal of the game is that it lets you redo missions.
Yeah,
to collect
I don't think
resources.
It will.
So it's not going to. No. It's just gonna get
it's
worse. The first Hyrule Warriors game, playing as Link, was pretty much the only character that was fun because he had lots of different things he could do, and also his combos were really satisfying and did a lot of damage.
Yeah.
In this, I feel like they've corrected that, and every character has at least something unique and fun to do.
That's good.
Except Zelda and Impa, who I do not like playing as at all.
What do they do? What's bad?
So Zelda uses a Sheikah Slate as her weapon.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a bit slow for my liking. And like it's like a weird middle medium distance attack. So like I'm not getting close enough to be be satisfied with like hitting the enemy with anything.
But you're not far enough away that you're protected, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so I'm really, really terrible at the characters' names, so I'm just gonna describe them. But basically, I've unlocked all of the guardians now.
Yeah.
And the bird guardian has a bow and arrow, and that is something that there was Linkle in Hyrule Warriors who had a crossbow and it was similar.
Yeah.
But the bow and arrow really, really changes everything. So, like, switching between Link and Bird Guardian.
Yeah.
It's fun. Also, Bird Guardian can fly, which, again, changes everything. So, it doesn't feel repetitive anymore. It actually feels like I have to try and think and plan and pick which character is going to be good for what.
Yeah, that's great.
Like I suspected with the demo, this one actually feels a little harder. Like, if you make a mistake, you will die and lose. Which the first one doesn't have. And look, anything else interesting to say about it? Yeah, look, it's fun.
Hey, that's good.
If you played the first one and didn't love it, you're not going to love this one. But if you were like, oh, the first one's pretty good, but I feel like it could be a bit better. Hey, guess what?
They've done that. This is that.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and it's cool. It's cool to have a story that at least somewhat makes sense rather than you're jumping through dimensions and Majora's Mask is here and
play as a sword.
Yeah. Zelda, but a tune. Toontown. So yeah, like my initial review is probably spot on of like, Four thumbs in an arc-ish kind of realm.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun with it, and it still is just like a good game to pick up and play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it seems there good. We go. I'm going to shut up about this game and play something else. So next week.
Finally.
But yeah, I don't know. It's good.
Yeah, hey, that's. Anyway, okay. That's good to hear.
Before we read some emails, here's a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks, sponsors. You did it again.
My God. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Knocked it out of the park one more time with those sponsors.
Wow. We pause, you read ad, we get paid.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful system.
Yeah.
And do you know what else is a beautiful system, Jackson?
What?
Sending us an email.
Okay.
The process of sending us an email, it's a beautiful system.
That does
system.
Seem beautiful, yeah.
You go to your email and you say new email, and then you type in thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, and then you go to subject and you say, here's one for the thumb boys, and then you write your email and you hit send. And then on my phone that is in front of me, it lights up, and I'm like, oh, an email.
Wow. That is a good system.
Yeah. Another good system is you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. You can find that on Twitter, where you find all other tweets.
Yeah, okay. So here's a good system. Yeah, I can get it now. All right.
So I'm going to start off the email inbox with probably the best email we received this week.
Okay.
So I know starting on a high point is big, but...
Here we are.
So this is from Ben the Sun.
Okay.
You should.
Yeah.
No subject. Dynasty Warriors. Cheers.
Oh, that is good. Yeah. No, that's real good.
Yeah. Three words to that email. That's it.
That's all we need.
It's got the old noodle thicking along.
Yeah. Speculating away up here in the bread box.
Yeah. All right. And we got another email here that's this one's gonna have to require us to think about our past. I'm so sorry. So this one, the subject is Deer Plumbing the Death Star. So wrong show, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm fine. Jackson has made his thoughts on Turok 2 Seeds of Evil pretty clear. So what other weird and obscure games did you other boys play growing up? I myself played an unhealthy amount of Half-Life Opposing Force, the fourth series. Getting to be one of the evil soldiers slaughtering the scientists appealed to me for some reason. Cheers from Iceland. But then they sign off with the name.
Chili Boy.
But their name is Hectic, and in brackets it says, pronounce it however you like. So I'm going to give it a crack.
Oh, that's exciting.
Runar Odinson.
It's
R-U-N-A-R. And then Odinson, like the way you would see it. There is a lot of action going on those letters, like a lot of accents and stuff like that.
Yeah, tell us how we did.
Initially, I thought you said he signed off with his name Hectic, and I was like, what a cool name. He's like, pronounce however you want. Ooh, I can have free reign of Hectic. Hectic?
Hectic. Yeah.
Well, we can call them Hectic, and that could just be how we read their name.
Yeah, that's true.
Hectic right. Odinson.
Yeah, well, Hectic, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in terms of that, I mean, I played a dirty amount of Snowboard Kids when I when I was a kid.
That's sick.
So that's probably like more like the more obscure sort of game on the N64. But yeah, I just, an absolute dirty amount of that game.
Yeah.
But I think I'm trying to remember some of the names. I think maybe there was one of them called Bam.
I'm thinking of Bam Margera.
I am thinking of Bam Margera, as I always am often doing.
Yeah, for sure.
But like, I do remember like unlocking, like I think it was like the Ninja Boy. I think he was a bit of like a sneaky boy that was like, if you do some other things, you unlock him, and that was like a lot of fun doing it. Thinking about it now, I'm sure that if I had it for like half an hour as a fully grown adult man to be like, oh yeah, that's easy to do.
Yeah,
but as a kid, months of gameplay to figure that one out. But no, I think Snowboard Kids was my played a dirty man that game.
Yeah.
And finally, and this is another email that follows the Thumbcramps tradition of everyone has seen Jackson as suffering as video game on Wii as a challenge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sure have. Chill out.
Look, I apologize if I'm getting your name wrong, but this is from Sec Harley.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, browser simps. I'm here to recommend Barotrauma.
Barotrauma. That is a game I have played.
To you bozos. Particularly Ennui Bozo Jackson. Knowing my luck, it's probably been suggested or even featured on the pod before, but my brain is dog shit.
That's all good.
Still on early access.
Same here.
But making leaps and bounds every update. It's basically Sea of Thieves, except you're in a submarine under the waters of one of Jupiter's moons, and instead of other players grieving you, it's aliens that rip your bodies to shreds. Best features are that friendly fire is always on, and you can yeet yourself through rooms with a tactical ragdoll, 5 out of 5 thumbs would explode from depressurization again.
Yeah. I've actually played Barotrauma with my friends quite a few times. I don't know if I've ever reviewed it on Thumbcramps. Well, there you go.
I would have known how to read it before barreling into trying to say it and then being like, ooh, wasn't expecting that hard. Barotrauma. Why? I talk for a living, yet my mouth hates
you
making
struggle.
Barotrauma?
Barotrauma.
Trauma. Think Barrow.
Think Barrow.
I'm always thinking trauma, baby.
Now add a Barrow to that.
Yeah.
Barrow trauma.
There you go.
You did it. You're in. Well done.
My mouth wants to repeat the sound that it made earlier, so I go Barrow trauma.
Barrow trauma.
Barrow trauma's fun. It's I like that you pick like a different class on the submarine, but like it just kind of determines what you start with. And a lot of them involve complicated systems that I don't like learning. I like that when I'm playing it with 3 other people who are trying to be competent and I'm like, what if I'm an electrical engineer? All I do is go up to the captain's, like the deck where everybody's, you know, like piloting the ship and steal wires to figure out how to make a light switch work. I don't know. That's fun.
Yeah, that's good.
I figured out once whilst playing it how to make one of the sliding doors rapidly open and close, much to the frustration of everyone playing, because it just made this noise throughout the whole submarine. That was cool. But also
looking at it now, I'm like, oh, the graphics look kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's fun. It's fun. I got a bit bored of it playing it for, like, I don't know, I think I played it like twice
half
in
an hour.
Yeah, look, it wasn't for a long time.
A good 10 minutes.
And I was like, oh, okay, I've lost interest in this. But I did enjoy it while I was interested before the inevitable decline, inevitable ebb of me enjoying video games. I did quite like Barotrauma. And I'd probably enjoy it again if I jump back in. So, good suggestion.
And thank you for your emails. And if you want to send us another email, you can head to thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Just type that into your browser, apparently. Or you can find us on Twitter at thumbcrampspod. But before we go, the Nintendo Indies Direct was literally a couple of hours before we recorded this episode. And 3 games were announced that will appeal to all of us. So, Zammit, there's a game that got shadow dropped on the Nintendo Switch called When the Past Was Around.
Okay, already buying.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just read the synopsis to you.
Sold it on the title alone, JD.
Just let me finish. This is the story of Ida, a girl in her early 20s, like anyone her age. She's lost her way in the journey to achieve her dreams. Bye. Then she lost her way in the journey to find love. That bye is again. Until damn. She meant until damn. She met the owl. Full stop.
Ah, bye.
Yeah. Discover more about this unique game today as the game is available on Switch now. And if you're unsure about it, a demo is also available.
Bye bye
and,
bye.
For me,
yeah.
Super Meat Boy Forever drops in 2 weeks as damn. A console launch exclusive. The highly anticipated sequel to Super Meat Boy has arrived almost. Super Meat Boy Forever, which is funny because my twitch.tv/doucheforever. It's mm-hmm. it's one in the same.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
And Jackson, finally, and this is a shadow drop as well.
Yeah.
Among Us is now available on the Nintendo Switch.
Ah, damn. Hooray, my favorite game ever. Yes.
Yep. Also, Spelunky 1 and 2 are coming to Switch, and I feel like that they're made for that system. Yeah. So that'll be fun for sure. Too. Anyway, whatever I said before about sending us an email, that's good. Do that. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Oh, yeah, and today was a 25-thumb episode.
25-thumb salute, baby.
No, 24 because of the cool stat. Sorry.
Actually, no, because I just remember. No, look, I'm going to be brave unlike every other video game reviewer. It's actually a zero-thumb episode because of the cool stat. It's wrecked games.
It did. Bro, it was a bad time. It's a bad time.
Yeah, games are bad
sick.
Now.
I'm throwing up.
Yeah, me too.
Right now. Anyway. Goodbye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.